Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're just talking about Nick Chubb a little bit.
Chubb.
And we're going to talk about Myles Garrett in a second here, but Sean's in Lakewood. Sean.
All right, Sean.
What's going on, guys?
Not much, man. Not much. Just tired of snow. I'm done.
Don't get him going, Sean.
Yeah. I hear you on that.
I've had it.
No, I just want
the direction of your organization.
In the Chubb stuff. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep. Sorry about that.
Oh, good.
I'm sick over it, thinking about it. You know, you're talking about having a pit in your stomach over Joe Hayden going there, and I just feel like this would be a million times worse. Like, that's the type of guy, you let him walk, and especially to a team like the Steelers, he's going to work so much harder and just make us pay twice a year, going to be the biggest regret. Like, I just can't fathom it. We talk about letting Miles go into an AFC team and that being like a roadblock. I would much rather hate seeing Nick Chubb going to the Steelers and having to play him twice a year than see Miles on any AFC team. Like, it's just sickening to think about.
It is. There are some guys who you just think, this is our guy. And I think people think that about Nick. I do. Sean, thank you very much.
And you just want to, he's one of those guys, Jeff, that you, and this is going to sound so dumb and so childish, but you want to be able to pull up the Football Reference page.
And see nothing but
just
CLE.
See nothing but CLE.
Yeah.
Like, you just want that for Nick Chubb. I want to be able, 5 years
this,
from
this
now.
This guy was our guy.
To pull up the Football Reference page and look and go, God, that guy was just a force.
Like Jim Brown.
Yep.
You know, same type of thing. Terry's in Brunswick, home of the Blue Devils. Terry?
What's happening, Terry?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
So I just want to preface this. I'm a Steelers fan, but I'm a Guardians, Cavs fans. Listen to you guys all the time.
That's very kind of you.
From a Steelers perspective, a Steelers fan,
yeah.
I don't know if I'd want him because of the injuries and everything like that. But as I follow the Browns and I, you know, want you guys to do well, and I know how much it means to the city. I can't see it happening. I mean, I want him to stay here. I think if you're the Browns, you give him a 1 year prove it deal, see what he can do, but. If he goes to the Steelers, you know, I don't know what the city's going to be thinking. I know how you guys feel about us. So yeah, I just don't think it's the move for the Browns. I think you want to keep the fans happy. I think you want to keep them here.
All right, Terry, thank you very much. I think so too. If he has anything left, but the thing then this becomes a big issue. If the Browns don't think he has anything left and isn't going to be, you know, the guy that he used to be or close to it. Well, and then if the Steelers did, and if the Steelers were right.
See, now.
Now I'm making it worse, aren't I?
Yeah, now you need to put disclaimers before you go down that road so that people can take their tums.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's just.
I apologize.
I know you don't want to, like, I know you don't want to hand out goodwill contracts. I know that's not a good way. Like, what gets you in trouble more than anything in professional sports is paying for was. You never want to pay for was.
It's a harsh world.
You want to pay for sports. Is and will be. And the thing with Nick Chubb is I wonder if you do sign him to a long-term contract if you are paying for was and not what is and what will be. And I really hope with everything in me that maybe they would have to come to a realization of which direction this team is going. And I think that would be maybe the indication, because I hope he has something left and I hope he helped winning, because I think Nick Chubb is a winning player and has been his entire career and is a wonderful person to have around.
Yes, on all of that. So we'll see.
I hope he aids in winning, because if he aids in winning, you could justify bringing him here.
NFL reporter, insider, The Athletic, Diana Russini, has done a great job in her career of reporting things and having some inside scoop on stuff. She was on the Rich Eisen show yesterday and brought this up about Mr. Myles Garrett.
I expect that to pick up, actually, over the next week or two, knowing that Myles Garrett's agent is going to be at the combine, talking to teams, talking to people around the league about what's going on. I can just tell you what I know at this point, and that's the Browns do not want to move him. They've gotten calls from teams in the NFC. They've gotten calls from teams in the AFC, and they've been told all the same thing. We're not moving him for now. So I have found the word "for now" interesting.
Yes.
Because the conversations I've had have been more, no, it's like, just kill the story. We're not trading him. It's over. Like, just stop. Miles is going to be in Cleveland. But for now, it makes it interesting.
It does make it interesting. I think you have to say that in pro sports, but we'll see. I think a lot of it might depend on the situation with Deshaun Watson and where does that go. But, you know, there are a couple of big things the Browns are juggling here. I shouldn't even say juggling, having to deal with. And, you know, one might lead to another, blah, 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 who knows. I think that's an interesting thought for her. Browns don't want to move him for now. Daryl Ryder was just with us last hour. He said the same thing, for now, but he thinks they might.
If the right offer is on the table, I am sure they will do it. The question I have is, what do they see as the right offer?
Yeah, I'm just curious, and again, I don't know all the cap dollar numbers and all that stuff. I wonder their ability to do that and to do anything else with the rest of the team based on that. And if Deshaun can, you know, if they redo his contract like Daryl said they're going to do yet again, you've
right.
talked about that numerous times, they always seem to be able to create money.
Yes.
You know, all NFL teams do. So I would assume if they want to move Miles, they'll be able to figure out a way financially to pull that off.
They are the Simone Biles of cap gymnastics. They are very good at what they do. It's the best way to put it.
Simone Biles.
They are the Simone Biles of cap gymnastics.
Okay.
It's them and the Saints going for 1-2, but the Saints may have finally hit the tail end of it.
Okay.
So I am with you, and I agree with that sentiment and that thought, but I think what it does, and correct me if I'm wrong on this and if you see it differently, if you trade Myles Garrett, you've basically turned to the rest of the roster and said, boys, we're winning 6 games this year.
Well, they won 3 last year.
Right.
You're saying we're on our way up.
But they at no point looked at the roster. Well, I take that back. Maybe the DTR move. Before the DTR move, at no point did they look at the roster and say, boys, we're winning 3 games this year.
You know, the one thing here, I for some reason, the idea of if they trade Miles, they're throwing away the season and rebuilding, that has never stuck in my head, because I think,
really?
Oh, yeah. And you know why?
Do tell.
Let's just say, okay, and I doubt that New England would do it, but I've mentioned 4th overall pick for a guy like Myles Garrett. Well, you don't think you could get somebody at 4 who could help you win football games? If you got they're 1st and 2nd, and again, this is just my little hypothetical. Those 2 draft picks would come in, and you'd have 2 new starters. And you don't think one of them could come in and be impactful? Maybe if you get Abdul Carter at 2, he could come in and play defensive end. I mean, that's the thing. It's not like you're replacing an entire defensive line or an entire offensive line. You need some guy to step in and play defensive end. And would you get one as good as Miles? Unlikely. And unlikely in year number one, certainly. But I just don't think trading one player means you're throwing away the thought that you can win this season.
This is going to come off very blunt. Jeff, rookies are bad.
Like some of them.
Typically, when rookies step into the league, they're bad.
Some. Al Bubba Baker set a rookie record for sacks when he was in Detroit.
But your percentages.
I know.
Would tell you.
Everybody's telling me Abdul Carter is the generational player. Great. Bad. Bring him in. Put him at defensive end. Let him go. All I'm saying is this. I don't think you're throwing away a season if you trade Myles Garrett. And I don't want to trade Myles Garrett if I can avoid it. Craig's in Houston. Craig.
All right, Craig.
Hey, guys. Jeff, good to talk to my Golden Flash buddy again
there
from
you go,
my retirement home in Houston.
Nice. It's cold there today, isn't it, Craig?
Don't tell us the temperature or the weather. I don't want to hear it.
It's cold there. No, it's cold there today.
It's 33.
Yeah.
33.
You're upgraded from us. We're in the teens.
That's right. That's right.
You don't have 3 inches of snow on your
room. I want to talk about Miles. Yeah, no snow. I want to put my dead man GM walking hat on and be Andrew Berry for a minute. I'm telling Miles this. Miles, we've told you we don't want to trade you. The only way we'll consider it is if we get 2 draft picks from one of the top 10 draft position teams in the league right now. You and your agent, look at that list. And you tell us now if you would go to any of them. And if not, Miles, give us one more year. If we don't improve and you don't feel we're heading in the right direction next summer, we'll trade you to a contender if we get what we want back. But I'm not going to trade you unless I get a top 10 draft pick, two future picks with one of the teams in the top 10. We cannot replace you drafting between 20 and 30. Of someone of your talent for the next 2 years.
Craig, I think that's right on the money. Good to hear from you in Houston, Texas.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
92.3 The Fan. Breaking news.
Shams Charania, ESPN. San Antonio Spurs all-star Victor Wembanyama is expected to miss the rest of the season with a deep vein thrombosis. Yeah, a blood clot in his shoulder.
Oh.
They believe it is an isolated incident. The Spurs are they in that sentence. And he is done for the year.
Oh.
That stinks.
That's not good.
Scary. That is very scary.
Wow. That is scary.
Oh, man.
One more time. Victor Wembanyama out for the year. San Antonio, deep vein thrombosis, blood clot shoulder.
Blood clot shoulder. They believe it's an isolated incident. That's scary.
Oof.
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you broke in with that, even though that's terrible news. It's terrible news for him, obviously. It's terrible news for the NBA. He's fun. He can play.
That's scary. I hope he's all right. I hope it's an isolated incident. You start dealing with blood clots and all that stuff. That is not fun.
Well, and
that's an ugly situation.
Certainly no medical expertise here. However, NBA players, you know, like if you're Chris Paul, okay, you're built like the rest of us, mm-hmm. right? If you're Darius Garland, you're built like the rest of us. Evan Mobley, Victor Wembanyama, these guys aren't built like the rest of us, and they have different things that, you know, it's like, that okay? And maybe this is something that, you know, as you said, hopefully it's really isolated, as they say, and it's not anything he's going to have to deal with. But, you know, people aren't supposed to be 7'3". And very tall people have different issues. So hope that's okay.
Hope he's all right.
Yeah, hope that's all right. Tom Withers was the Cleveland area reporter for the Associated Press for a very long time. Kind of still is. We'll explain. He's in retirement, but he's not. He's working like crazy. He's going to talk Cavs. He's going to talk Guardians with us next. I can't wait to get his thoughts on the Cavs' place in the Eastern Conference as they creep in on the playoffs. Tom's next on Baskin and Phelps.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.